bond distances. Now, more terminology that we're going to need. In the first semester course, then, this is really a review of terminology that you probably will have bumped into previously in chemistry. Second semester, we'll do some nuts and bolt calculations on these sort of things. At the moment, it's just assuming that you've heard the terminology before and just recapping. So chemical equilibrium then is looking at the case where a chemical reaction, which has started here, at the outset, the concentration of the product, which in this case is ammonia, and the reactants, which is hydrogen and nitrogen, are changing rapidly with respect to time. Once we hit the dotted line here, then the ratio of these becomes invariant. That doesn't mean the reaction stopped, it's simply saying that we've had equilibrium where the ratio of the amount of product to the amount of reactant stays constant with time. Now, how that occurs is that the rates of the forward reaction to form ammonia exactly equals the back reaction to form nitrogen and hydrogen at that point. We have an expression that tells us the ratio of the product to the reactants at equilibrium, and we can determine this expression as long as we have the balanced chemical equation. So the balanced chemical equation here is we have, for instance, A could be the nitrogen, B could be the hydrogen, and over here C would be the ammonia. And in the case of the coefficient for the nitrogen, we would have two nitrogens coming in, so we would have a 1 in front of our nitrogen here. It means we would have two ammonias coming out, so our C would be 2. And that would leave us with having 6 hydrogens on the right-hand side, so we'd have to put a 3 in front of our hydrogen product. So our coefficients that are in the balanced equation then fall down into our equilibrium constant, capital K, subscript C, C's indicating concentration, so that we would have ammonia on the top raised to the power of 2 over nitrogen to the power of 1, hydrogen to the power of 3. So that is our equilibrium constant. The larger the value of the equilibrium constant, the further to the right-hand side the chemical reaction lies, and the smaller the value is, the more the reaction lies to the left-hand side. Now, in the period prior to equilibrium being established, we're in the kinetic regime for the reaction. We use a little k to describe the situation in terms of the speed of the reaction, whereas we use a capital K to say that we're looking at equilibrium conditions. So you've got to be